the pastor we just listened to, I mean, who fled communist Poland for freedom and came to Canada because he believed it was a free country, a place where police would not interfere with your religious observations, most notably Easter, the holiest day of the Christian calendar, and yet they're coming in demanding to do whatever they're demanding, and he says, get out, Nazis, get out, fascists, get out, Gestapo. You know how he knows about these things? Because those things occurred in Poland. September the 1st, 1939, the tanks rolled into Poland. He knows what it's like to be oppressed. And when those tanks rolled out, the Russians rolled in. And stayed for another 10 or 20 or 30 years. People that come from countries that were oppressed, they are remarkably more in tune with what the United States Constitution says. And the dangers we face from going down these paths towards socialism, which is a step away from communism itself, they know. They know cancel culture in a way that you and I do not. And the problem is that so many millions of Americans are just oblivious to it. Just oblivious. Well, wear the mask, do whatever you're told to do. It's better for everybody. No. That's not necessarily true. Do I think we should respect an infectious disease and do what we can to eradicate it? Of course I do. Be mindful, be an adult. Treat your family with care, and those that are vulnerable, protect them. But protect your rights. The rights aren't given to you by those folks that show up and demand to see your church. The rights aren't given to you by those that show up and do spot inspections of restaurants and demand to have access to everything that's going on. The rights are granted to you by God. Period. Not by some human being, not by some other man or woman or government. The rights are God-given rights. And I think you have the responsibility to speak up, not just for yourself, but for the generations that will follow. What will their condition be? What will the sense of freedom be in their world 50 years from now, 100 years from now, or 1,000 years from now? I want to return to Canada. I want to go to Ontario for this next little piece of tape where the mask police showed up at a restaurant demanding to see compliance, demanding to have a look around, and the people there were having no part of it. As two of these public health officers were bullying the person behind the counter, the patrons stepped up. The patrons said, no more. You see, those patrons are there of their own free will. They're there to exercise their right to choose, their right to have lunch with their family, to be out of the way of harassment of government officials. We're going to go to bite number five. Comes from Ontario, Canada, where the patron spoke up. Here it is.
There's been an injunction filed, so I would really highly suggest that you read that sign in full.
We're here to talk
to you. No, and I'm here to talk to you too.
That's
okay?
Fine, but...
No, but see, you can't prey on weak people, okay? No, and I'm not one of those people, so listen here. No, you listen to me.
Okay, listen.
There is an unlawful order here. So then leave, you're trespassing.
No,
leave before I phone the police.
You phone the police?
I'll phone the police, you're trespassing.
They have a liquor license.
You're trespassing.
They have a liquor license.
You're not
license.
Welcome
They're
here. But you're not welcome here.
Get out!
You're not welcome.
Get out!
Get out!
Get out! Get out!
Get out!
Get out! Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out! Get out
of the restaurant. You've been asked to leave.
Excuse me? You're trespassing.
Get out of here!
Get out!
Get out!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Get out!
Yeah, you are.
There's no door. Tyler, show them the door. Show them the door.
Can you, let's have a look?
Show them the door. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Get out of the building.
Get out!
Get out of the building.
Outside, please.
Get out of the building.
No!
Bye-bye. You're trespassing. Get out of the building. Bye-bye.
You know what's truly embarrassing about all of this, though? Is that I'm sitting here giving you lessons on freedom from the Canadians. Why am I not seeing videos like these in the United States? My friends, why am I taking lessons on freedom from north of the border? We are Americans. This is the United States of America. We give the world lessons on freedom. We've done it for 250 years. And yet the tapes I'm showing you are Canadian citizens who are saying, no more, done with this. Ontario, by the way, where the restaurant is, in the middle of a four-week lockdown. Apparently those folks are unimpressed with that four-week lockdown. What about you? Where do you live? What restrictions are you under? Word on the street where I live is that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to try to lock down Michigan again, possibly as soon as today. The CDC suggesting there should be a complete lockdown. Kids out of school, restaurants closed, bars shut down, businesses destroyed, freedom eradicated. The only way that works is if people speak up. The only way it works that we can be free is to say, no, we can't have that. We can push back on infectious disease. People in Michigan, more than 50% of the people have either had the vaccine or have had the virus. More than half at this point. Very close. Lockdowns have failed. We'll be right back.